Aftershock still rocking Taiwan. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. At least 20 aftershocks have hit the island since the massive 7.4 earthquake struck Wednesday morning, killing at least four people, injuring dozens, and collapsing buildings. It's the strongest quake to hit Taiwan since 1999.
That hit just off the eastern part of Taiwan at around 9 a.m. Taiwan time. There are reports of people trapped inside some of the buildings, also reports of widespread power outages. Other videos on social media showing multiple huge rock slides and landslides.
Fox's Bill Malusian. A powerful storm system pushed through the Ohio and Tennessee valleys with at least one tornado confirmed Tuesday south of Louisville, Kentucky. The system's pushing to the east and northeast now, threatening areas from Fort Myers, Florida to New England. Iran is vowing to retaliate against Israel for a deadly strike in Syria.
In the past, Iran has threatened harsh responses and then done nothing. But given the current state of affairs, Israeli forces are on high alert. We're also following one other developing story today out of the Middle East. Overnight, a series of Israeli strikes killed seven members of the World Central Kitchen. Among the dead are a number of foreign citizens, including one American. Graphic videos circulated showing the bodies of these aid workers, some wearing protective gear. They were inside of an armored car when the explosions occurred. The Israelis are taking credit for what they call a tragic and unintentional incident. Israel says they will conduct an independent and thorough investigation and then release the findings.
Fox's Trey Yangston, Tel Aviv. President Biden with harsh words for Israel after that airstrike that killed the aid workers. He says the Israeli military has not done enough to protect civilians. And President Biden and former President Trump easily won primaries in Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, and Wisconsin on Tuesday. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
California updates and relaunches a program to help first-time homebuyers.
Applications reopened this month for the California Dream for All Shared Appreciation Loan Program. Launched by the California Housing Finance Agency, $250 million state dollars will be used to help people buy their first home. It's part of an interest-free loan offering roughly 1,700 potential homebuyers 20% of a property's cost or up to $150,000 for a down payment. To be eligible, folks must be the first in their family to buy a home and in the low to moderate income bracket. The agency reveals it went through roughly $300 million worth of funding within 11 days when it first introduced the program last year. Noting going forward, eligible recipients will be chosen through a lottery system. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
An investigation's underway after a Kansas pastor's wife, Jillian Kelly, and her friend disappeared while on a trip to Oklahoma to pick up children. The pastor and his wife were reportedly in the middle of a child custody dispute. Costco gets into the weight loss business.
The warehouse retailer is expanding into the weight loss management space and now, along with its low-cost healthcare partner Sesame, will offer a weight loss service for $179 every 3 months. The service includes video appointments with Sesame clinicians who specialize in weight loss, along with prescriptions for popular drugs like Wegovy when appropriate, and nutrition and exercise advice. Last fall, Costco first partnered with Sesame, a direct-to-consumer healthcare marketplace that connects medical providers nationwide with consumers.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. Concerns about the bird flu on the rise. Mexico's agriculture ministry is increasing surveillance and inspections of U.S. cattle imports. And the U.S. says that the bird flu has been found in dairy cattle there and in dairy herds in five U.S. states. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.